We're doing a Gedotah Talmud, and last time we discussed the great traits of those that even when they get shamed are silent and they do not shame the other one back. The question we have to ask ourselves is, how does one attain this level that when someone shames him, he is silent? So the Chafetz Chaim explains, and he says that it depends on our perspective in life. If we perceive the world as a place where we have control, and if one person wants to harm the other, then it's completely in his control and his power to do so, then when one person harms the other, then that other will get upset, will get offended, and want to hit back. But if we think that everything that happens to us is under Hashem's hashgacha, and even if it came through someone else, but the idea is that obviously Hashem wanted this to happen to me, otherwise He wouldn't have let this happen to me, then He doesn't have room to get angry at the person who shamed Him. And he continues and says that sometimes Hashem causes a person to have situations where he is embarrassed because he needs that atonement, and sometimes he does not need that atonement. But that in and of itself is the test. When it happens to him, will he accept it with love, or will he turn and be weaker in his service of Hashem?
What do you mean weaker?
Sometimes a person feels like, okay, if this happened to me, I was just learning all day. I come to the fridge to eat my lunch and suddenly it's missing. Someone stole it. So wait a second, Rabon Shalom, I need that lunch in order to serve you better. You don't give me lunch, okay, so my afternoon seder will be weaker. A person sometimes can say, okay, God, you know, you hit me, so not I'll hit you back, but, you know, a person can feel a weakening in the service of Hashem. As though, Rabon Shalom, I'm doing my maximum, and why are you letting this happen to me?
It's not the fault of Hashem that someone is stole. It's the person who stole it.
But the Chafetz Chaim seems to say that we view it all as Hashgachat Hashem. And even when one person harms the other, so sometimes it could be that the person didn't even deserve that harm, but that's the test. Will he be able to stand up to the what we would view as the unfair aspect of this world, the unfairness that is intrinsic to living in this world, or will he be weaker in his service of Hashem? So he says, sometimes even though a person doesn't deserve it, that is given to him as a test. And when a person recognizes that Hashem is running the world and he accepts it with strength and he continues his service of Hashem, so then he shows that he's really serving Hashem out of recognition that Hashem is running the world. And in the world to come, that's where it will be revealed how great this person is. And that's what this Gemara says, that like the sun shines, it'll become more and more powerful. That's in the world to come. The Navi keeps saying how the sun will be greater, so that's also a reference to the tzaddikim, that their tzidkut will be more revealed in the world to come.